Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired. Airbnb starts to play nice with cities. The short-term rental startup has settled lawsuits with Boston and Miami, agreeing to turn over data officials say they need to police the industry. By Paris Martineau. Since 2016, Airbnb has sued more than a half dozen U.S. cities and other government agencies over local ordinances regulating the short-term rental industry and holding companies liable for ensuring the rentals comply with the law. It's become so common that many local government officials in popular tourist destinations looking to crack down on illicit short-term rentals have grown to expect it. Recent actions signal things might be changing. Airbnb settled its lawsuit with the city of Boston on Thursday in a surprising about-face, agreeing to turn over twice-monthly user data reports to the city, proactively police listings or face a per-unit penalty, and even audit its own enforcement efforts. The settlement followed nearly a year of allegations, injunctions, and appeals in objection to those very requirements. Airbnb sued Boston in federal court in November, a few months after the city enacted an ordinance aimed at discouraging hosts from transforming homes and apartments into de facto hotels. The ordinance required that hosts register with the city, restricted short-term rentals to properties where the owner is present, and required short-term rental platforms like Airbnb to remove illegal listings and share information with local officials for enforcement purposes. It was the latter two provisions that Airbnb objected to, alleging the requirements were both unconstitutional and technologically infeasible. The company has similar arguments in other lawsuits, including against Miami and Palm Beach, Florida. But the provisions of Thursday's settlement are largely similar to those in the city's June 2018 ordinance. Most importantly, this shows that cities do have the authority to impose platform liability for booking those listings, Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu told Wired. Other cities will certainly be affected. It's one of many recent moves that suggests the company is moving to put some of its litigation behind it. Airbnb settled its lawsuit against Miami on August 1st, agreeing to comply with city rules requiring it to purge any illegal listings, be subject to fines for failing to follow the ordinance's stipulations, and pay the city $380,000. The city says this lump sum payment is to cover its legal fees from Airbnb's frivolous lawsuit. Airbnb says the payment's purpose is open-ended. In May, Airbnb agreed to turn over data in response to subpoena requests from New York City officials, including partially anonymized host and reservation data on more than 17,000 listings after years of hostilities and multiple ongoing lawsuits. Still, details from Airbnb's Boston settlement suggest the company is particularly concerned with how playing nice, or at least less aggressively, will affect its bottom line, especially in a market that is only growing more saturated with competitors. The settlement agreement includes multiple provisions aimed at ensuring so-called fairness across platforms, which give Airbnb the power to ensure that the city is regulating its competitors, like Expedia, which owns HomeAway and VRBO, Booking Holdings, and TripAdvisor, as aggressively as Airbnb. The agreement requires that the city begin negotiating similar agreements with Airbnb's competitors immediately, and that it give Airbnb a copy of any agreement it enters into with one of its rivals, so Airbnb can contest any provisions that it finds unfair. We are proud that we have forged this comprehensive solution with the city and look forward to working with our community to make them aware of their role within this new framework, said Airbnb's Northeast Press Secretary, Liz DeBold-Fusco.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.